With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. There are four candidates on the ballot in the 26th State Senate District. That includes all of Van Buren and Allegan counties, as well as part of Kent County. Republican Senator Tanya Shoemaker cannot run again due to term limits. Robert Alway is the Green Party candidate in the 26th State Senate District. Thank you for being here this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, and good morning to you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you'd like to do if you're elected to the State Senate.
Well, I'm retired from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, and I've done environmental compliance and enforcement for much of my career. So basically, that's that. Currently, I'm also volunteering with the City of Otsego and their Planning Commission, and they have a downtown development sort of an agency, a Main Street group that I'm part on their Economic Vitality Committee. So it's sort of a mix between the environmental and development of a city as far as my current interests and what I've done out there. Born in Kalamazoo, and now I live in Otsego. I've been there for about 22 years, which is in Allegan County.
And if you are elected to the State Senate, what are your top priorities?
Well, top priorities, I think, are taking care of our environmental responsibilities. There are a number of issues in the counties that are in this district. Right now, Kalamazoo River is undergoing a continuous remediation from various paper mill waste that had taken place in the past, and it's working its way down the river. I know right now they're working on a citizens advisory group I'm helping to develop. So those sorts of things. Of course, there's various other forms of contamination around that people are concerned about. Other things have to do with just the nature of the way of life in these counties. There's a lot of agriculture. We've got blueberries, cherries, apples, and I'm forgetting numerous ones because there's such a huge variety. But these are important part of our natural resources, is using those, making sure that things are maintained so that these family farms and such can keep going as they have for generations and continue on. So those are important parts of what I would do, is support development of new crops or improvement of current crops so that that kind of industry continues. We've also got feeder industries into the auto industry, various small industries throughout the area, as well as a large recreational industry, particularly along Lake Michigan, including cities like South Haven up through Holland.
Okay, I'm going to go back to environmental issues for a moment and talk about water contamination. Kent County is one of the areas where we first heard about PFAS in the water. So you've got some experience here with the DEQ. If you're a state lawmaker, what sort of things would you want the state to be doing, specifically state agencies, about potentially contaminated water?
Well, there are several things that have to be done. First of all, figure out just what the hazardous limits of PFAS are, and the federal EPA is busy working on just how hazardous those are. They've been used in a lot of things with the firefighting, and there are some other things, uses. And a big part of it is finding out where they are, checking out, doing the testing, finding the concentrations. Those are the sorts of things I'd encourage having done. The other part is working out forms of remediation and encouraging that. Right now, it's very difficult to do anything to decontaminate PFAS because really aren't familiar with what to do. A lot of the reason those compounds were made in the first place is they don't decompose readily. And so now you're left with this particular problem. So those are issues that I would encourage work on and finding out just how to deal with these kinds of contaminations.
In your answer on agriculture, you mentioned new crops. What are we not growing in Michigan right now that we could grow?
I can think of one thing I have in my front yard right now, and that is pawpaw. We've got a local supplier that I bought some pawpaws a few years ago. Wonderful fruit, but it is not really up to being used as a crop yet. So that's something that could be developed as a new crop. We currently have things, as I mentioned, like blueberries and grapes, and there are always new varieties of those that are potentially out there. Michigan, through our university system, has developed some of the best crops in the country. one that comes to mind now are peaches. We have what are known as freestone peaches, where if you peel a peach and take it, the pit comes out very easily, so you can use the peach. That is something that they don't have in Georgia, which is famous for peaches, and yet, frankly, Michigan peaches are better than Georgia peaches. So that's that sort of nature of development of crops, things that we could go forward with.
Do you think additional taxes or fees or increasing taxes or fees are necessary to pay for better roads in Michigan?
Probably they are. I think long term, it's going to be an even more difficult problem. We're just starting to see electric vehicles come on the road. They do not pay gasoline taxes, which has been the primary source of funding for that. So as we move forward, we're going to have to look real hard at just how we do pay for the roads and what sort of fees. Is this going to be annual licensing fees are going to have to cover the entire cost? Gasoline fees are appropriate because the more miles you drive with a heavier vehicle, the more you pay and the more it'll apply to the roads. But I suspect for the short term, that's probably the way to go is on fuel taxes.
What would you do about the high auto insurance rates in Michigan?
That's a tough one because a lot of why they're high is because we have long-term care for some people who have been injured in ways that they can't recover from. And to cut that insurance, they talk in terms of cutting those people off. And it's very much like Dickens, where it's, well, let them die and get it over with and decrease the surplus population. You really should be covering them. So figuring out where to cut and how to deal with auto insurance is not an easy one. Something you should continually look at.
Real quick, we'll hear about 20 seconds. This is an area known as being very conservative. What does a Green Party candidate offer to those voters?
Conservation, which is very close to conservatism. Basically, you want to take care of what you have, and work with it.
Robert Alway is the Green Party candidate for State Senate in the 26th District. That includes Van Buren and Allegan counties as well as part of Kent County. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.